Coco FM and Pocket FM in a legal tussle again. Grow Zerodha and Angel One's user growth contracts in the first half of 2025. TCS reports Q1 a lackluster revenue growth but beat on profits. Why fintechs are investing in Model Context Protocol. Zomato's Dipinder Goyal buys luxury apartment at DLF Camellias for 52.3 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with a major development in the world of audio streaming. So the Delhi High Court has ordered Cuckoo FM to stop releasing new episodes of 5 of its audio series following a copyright infringement complaint by its rival Pocket FM. So Pocket FM has filed a lawsuit against Cuckoo FM's parent company, Mebigo Labs, accusing it of copying core themes, characters and storylines across multiple shows. They've also alleged passing off of trademarks, unfair trade practices and even interference with contracts. Also, remember, this is not the first time these two startups are in a legal tussle. They've clashed before several times over similar charges. So Pocket FM is seeking damages of around 85.7 crore rupees. That's around $10 million and wants the court to appoint a local commissioner to investigate and ensure there's no tampering of evidence. The case could have wide implications for the rapidly growing audio fiction market in India, where original IP is becoming a competitive edge and a legal minefield. Alright, from audio series to active users, looks like 2025 hasn't been a great year so far for India's top stock brokers. So, what's the data showing? According to the latest data, the top four brokers have lost a combined 20 lakh active investors in just the first half of the year. In fact, Grow and Zerodha alone saw a decline of over 11 lakh users. If we look at what's driving this pullback, multiple restrictions by SEBI on futures and options trading, and just as important, diminishing interest among retail investors is also causing this. To put it in context, this drop comes after these platforms added more than 1 crore active investors during the 23-24 bull run. So yes, it's a dip, but from a very high base. Interestingly, this decline is happening while the markets have been delivering positive returns for 5 months straight. So the issue isn't the market, it's basically the risk appetite. So the SEBI has pointed out nearly 90% of retail F&O traders lose money. Axis Securities' Rajesh Palvia summed it up well. In fact, he said greater awareness and higher volatility have made retail investors rethink. All right, next up, TCS, India's largest IT services firm, looks like they've beat analyst expectations in terms of net profits for the April-June quarter. Net profit rose nearly 6% year-on-year to rupees 12,760 crores ahead of Bloomberg's consensus estimate of 1.9% growth. However, revenue came in at around 63,437 crore rupees, which is slightly below estimates. But the real highlight was the deal pipeline. TCS clocked in around $9.4 billion in total contract value or TCV, beating street estimates of around $8 to $9 billion. The company also saw growth in banking and financial services, energy, tech services and utilities, even amid global macroeconomic uncertainty. TCS also added over 5,000 employees this quarter, taking total headcount to more than 6.13 lakhs. And here's a stat to watch. 1.14 lakh employees now have advanced AI skills, according to TCS HR head Milind Lakkad. Attrition ticked up slightly to 13.8%, but nothing out of the ordinary there. The stock closed flat at around 3,382 rupees and the numbers were announced after market hours. All right, speaking of AI, Indian fintechs are quietly building the next layer of intelligent financial tools using something called Model Context Protocol or MCP. Now, what's that? MCP is a behind-the-scenes tech layer that connects AI tools like ChatGPT to real financial data securely and in real time. So instead of dashboards and spreadsheets, users can just ask their AI assistant questions like, what's my monthly food spend? Or send ₹500 to Neha, etc. So Zerodha's Kite app now lets you run stock backtests or query your portfolio via AI agents. At the same time, Fimoney launched a talk to AI feature that streams user data to a chatbot. Razor Payment rolled out India's first MCP server for payment prompts. So MCP is essentially a secure wrapper over APIs. It's easy to set up in theory, but a scalable version can cost up to $200,000. Still, fintechs see long-term value in user stickiness and innovation. But there are warnings too. Several independent tech experts and cybersecurity experts warn that such AI innovation should be built with guardrails. So as AI goes from assistant to executor, of course, oversight becomes crucial. All right, last headline for the day, and this one's from the luxury real estate section. So Zomato founder and CEO Deepinder Goyal has bought a super luxury apartment at DLF's The Camellias in Gurugram for 52.3 crore rupees. So that's over 10,800 square feet of living space with 5 parking slots and rupees 3.66 crore of stamp duty. So the deal was executed in March this year. The Camellias, by the way, is emerging as the go-to address for NCR's elite. Past buyers include Deep Kalra of Make My Trip and Ashish Gurnani of Asago Group. A penthouse here even sold for around 190 crore rupees last December. All right, Goyal is also known for his luxury car collection, which includes everything from Ferraris to Porsches. Not bad for someone who started out building a food directory in his college dorm, right? All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot again, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every weekday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.